Good evening, folks. This is December 7th, 2017. It is 8 p.m. Eastern, and this is a natural healing call. Thank you for being here, Wonder Ann and everyone else.
Well, welcome, everybody, and thank you, Robert, for inviting me to be on again. And it was interesting, you know, we all get into things because, oh, it deals with me. And our me in each of us is so important. If we don't take care of your me, you're going to have a trouble with everything else that goes on that comes into your life, health-wise, et cetera. So my little me wanted to find out when an email comes in and it says something about eyesight or hearing or metabolism or anything else that's in that genre, and that my little, what is it, antennae go out and go, oh, that might be interesting. I should find out what that's about. So that's what I did. The one today was about eyesight. Now, back when I moved here to Spartanburg in 03, I think I told you the story about going to get a South Carolina license. And when I went there and they told me to look in this little doogie, what's it? You know, kind of like what we used to look at our shoes when it was the Buster Brown shoes. And I'm used to the chart and reading the chart. And so I looked into it and I read off two letters. And she said, well, there's three letters there. Tell me the three letters. I said, lady, there's only two letters there. And we called over a gentleman and he said, no, lady, there's three letters there. And she said, here's a slip of paper to take to your ophthalmologist so that you can find out what's wrong with your eyes. Well, I had cataracts. So I went, and as a dutiful little follow-the-leader type of gal, I went and had my first cataract operation. And then, of course, a year later, I had my second. And I was able to see and read the small print and do all sorts of things, and it was just so great until I started having little things in front of my eyes, and little things kept interfering with other little things. And, well, long story short, I have my eyes are really giving me a real problem with in my eyes. And so when this guy is talking about his, getting back to the email I got, the guy is talking about taking his wife to the ophthalmologist or optometrist, whichever one it is, and he told her, well, you've got what is that one? It's melanoma matriculation, where you're really just going blind. That's really what's happening. You're going blind. And it was such a blow to them. And he goes on through all the emotional stuff that goes with it. However, what came out of listening to all this was the fact that the wonderful ophthalmology doctors, whatever, have known for years that all they're really doing is having you get your eyesight worse. Now, I've heard that, and I've kind of poo-pooed it because I just went to the magnifying reading glasses because I wasn't going to keep paying for prescriptions after I'd found out that they just kept making your eyes worse. So why pay money to get my eyes worse? However, the cataracts became a problem. I mean, before I had the operations, I was wearing sunglasses at nighttime so that those sparkles wouldn't just totally transfix me into some other orbit. But the interesting part of going through this whole thing with him and all what he did and how he helped his wife, et cetera, was that down in the outback of Australia, where they have the, what do they call them there? Robert, what are the people called that are the actual indigenous people that are there in Australia and the outback? They've been there from the beginning.
Aborigines.
Thank you. The Aborigines. That's exactly who they were. Thank you. And the Aborigines, it ended up that he's a Marine and they were called to be on a particular, what do you call it, marine thing. And they were trying to catch these guys landing on the shore of Australia and capture them, whatever they're going to do. And this Aborigine, they're all kind of walking along in the foliage and off the shore. And he says, do you see the boat out there? All the Marines looked at the ocean and could see nothing. Not a thing. They even got their binoculars on and could barely see the boat out there. So they all stay hidden, and the boat came ashore, they captured them, and the drama was over with. However, when the gentleman asked the Aborigine, how did you get to see all that? He said, it was real easy. We see it all the time. And what the gentleman, the Marine, whose wife was having the loss of her eyesight, he was able to learn what they put in and were drinking every day or eating every day that kept their eyesight so well. And how many programs have we talked about how much our food is poisoning us, our air, our water, etc.? Well, they don't have that down there in the outback. They just eat the natural vegetation and fruit that grows in their area. So he's figured out how to make a drink on it, a smoothie. All of us know about smoothies. But it's the interesting point. What we talked of, but he's actually proving, if we change what we're eating, we'll increase our health, our own ability to make better decisions, make better food decisions, and stop being hooked on the potato chips and the donuts and the cakes and the cookies and all of those other things, because those are what are poisoning us. I thought it was interesting, if any of you are having any eyesight problems, I can't send it to you, Robert, can I? Is Jan available that I might be able to just send the link? Again, I'm not after you spending money. It's about you getting aware of what it is so that you would be able to make your own choices, and that's the best part.
Well, I'll give you another email address.
Oh, okay. So let's get it when we get off the recording so that I can send that to you. Because that way you can put it up on the website with the caveat. This is not about, you know, maybe you can, maybe you could work something out, but it is about the education of the eyes. All of us, and I guess the bottom line point I'm making, we cannot keep thinking all our doctors are gods. They are not. They're having to get the money One, to pay off their medical debt. Two, to survive. Because they really are trained just the way they're trained so that you and I do always have damage. And that is a Rockefeller, oh, I'm so apologize about this memory of mine. I'm working on how to get my memory back. So, because it's part of the whole thing with the foods, et cetera. But Rockefeller and the Red Shield.
Rothschild.
Rothschild. Thank you. I need all the help I can get. But the Rothschilds purposely set up our education system that would make us sick. So this is why with having Marla, even having Barbara Franks on, all of these different people and every one of you that share on here are so vital, are so important, because you're doing the research. You're looking into how... If you're doing something, we're hearing every movement you're making. So you may want to mute yourself.
I muted him.
Okay, thanks. We want you on to hear, but it's really hard for others to hear when you're doing your action. So with who's listening here, what are you doing about your eyes? Remember when we were kids, we were told carrots make your eyes bright and shiny. Well, that may have been true pre-GMO, but I've read now, oh, you don't want to eat carrots. What the heck is going on? We can't eat carrots. You can't eat this. You can't eat that. We've got to get rid of these GMOs and all the other crud that's around. So we've got to work harder. Anybody have something they want to add that they've found that works for them? Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Vince. I'm from Northern Illinois. I've got a bad cold right now, but the Braggs, Dr. Braggs, that have sold the apple cider vinegar organic for many years and other great products, their little book on how to use it gives a tip on how to eliminate cataracts using apple cider vinegar. You have to dilute it, of course, per the recipe in the book. Now, I don't really have cataracts to speak of yet, where I've been able to use that and prove it. But there's a couple of stories in the book that apparently do prove it. I don't know if you have any experience with that or not.
I use Vincent. That's a great point, and I'm from Chicago. That's where I was born and raised. So welcome aboard. Another Illinoisan, and I have a little booklet on apple cider vinegar. I've been using apple cider vinegar probably since the 80s. However, I never, and this is my error, I never looked for it for cataracts because I didn't know you could actually, rephrase that. I didn't go investigate that there was a better way to do it than cataract. And see, with my, and I've been to the eye doctor, and he says, oh, those lenses are just sitting there so good. Well, I'm seeing all these spots and everything, and that's what this guy was talking about, was spots. And I take apple cider vinegar and honey in the morning and in the evening, and my sleeping pattern has gotten a lot better.
Oh,
because
great.
I wasn't well. So I use apple cider vinegar. And another tip, which is because you're in the north, you'll probably get more opportunities, that's the sweet about it, opportunities to have flu. And see, I'm in the south. I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So we have winter in the morning, spring in the afternoon, and then we have our rain showers. So we get a variety of different weather, but not always flu weather. So What I did whenever I got a touch of the flu, I took my apple cider vinegar and I did a sponge bath on my body, got into sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and I even may have put a pair of pajamas over them and got in under the comforter, pulled everything over my head and sweated it out, and the next morning I had no residue. It was all gone.
That was if you had a fever?
Yeah, you could tell I had a fever, yes.
Yeah.
And I was nauseous and any of the other stuff, but I took the apple cider vinegar as soon as I got home and jumped into bed with that, all that. I put everything on because you want to sweat the flu out and sweat the fever out.
Does that work for a cold also without a fever?
I would think so. What I do for cough might help you with a cold. I make my apple cider vinegar and honey concoction. I do it in an 8-ounce glass of water when I have a cough. And you can even make it in a jug if you want to because of what I'm going to say. But you put in, I use, what is it? For the 8-ounce glass, I use 3 tablespoons of vinegar and 3 of honey. And I get it to where it's room temperature and stir it and make certain it's very well mixed. And I sip this. I just sip it and sip it. And when I finish it, I make another glass full. And what that does is it goes down into the capillaries in your lungs and starts breaking it up. It's so much better than any kind of cough medicine. Now, you're saying head cold. I've never used it on a head cold because mine was usually sinus. But it does clean out all those pores. So try it. Experiment. See what it can do for your body. We are our own doctors. We have to be our own doctors. Our doctors have been taught, as you or someone else said, Rothschild and the, I've forgotten the name again.
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller and the Red Shield.
Rothschild, yeah.
Rothschild, there you go. And Rockefeller and Rothschild, R&R. And it is important to understand that they are really out to kill us. We're too many people. All of this is about the demise of people. And there was a wonderful video that I also watched this week by the health ranger. And he was bringing up the process of abortion. Now, you sound like a very young man, Vincent. Robert and I have been around the block a couple of times. Right, Robert? Just a couple.
Oh, for sure.
51
times, I think.
But we're still going around the block, young man. But you're welcome. And we learned is that when the abortion problem came up, all of the abortion stuff, which was worked through in the 70s and into the 80s and all the attacks on them, et cetera, they were, and this is not a racial issue that I'm bringing up. It is what they did. They were white abortion clinics. Their white people went to these abortion clinics and got rid of babies. But the black people were encouraged to have babies. Why do you think they were doing that? In the 60s, they had the Watts riots, and they found that there were very few people on welfare, and primarily black people on welfare. Again, please do not take this as a racial issue. This is the agenda. in Los Angeles, they did the Watts riot. I think it was a false flag. I didn't live there at the time, but I've seen the Watts Tower and I've been in that area. I used to serve papers on people in the South, in South LA. What I found out is that in reading other papers, two professors from Columbia University in New York City fashioned a program that because we didn't have enough people on welfare, we needed to do that. The black people were encouraged to have, the black women were encouraged to have children. And in Chicago especially, it was a very heavy program. But they also put them into the housing project. That was the cruelest thing they did. They were mixed up throughout the city. Instead, they moved them into the housing project. The agenda, make them have babies, get them on welfare, keep those families going on welfare. And many of us have complained about it. But if you don't, if you do not connect the dots of why, in the 70s, they started the abortion clinics for the white people to go to. The black people were producing babies to keep the, get the rolls of the welfare built up. And I got to tell you, the people that are on welfare attempt to get out of it, and they're knocked back down. Number one, someone's got the music going. Knocked back down because of either education or jobs or whatever the thing is that they're controlling the people on at that time. Well, today the health ranger was talking about the abortions of black women and having it. Look at the white people were at 70 and 80. How many children are the are white families having? One, maybe two. My grandchildren, I have seven. Of my three sons that have children, one has three, two have two. It's been a mind consideration. The black people are now facing the same thing the white people did, but they have an opportunity to connect dots that we didn't with the white abortion thing. And he was going on about the fact that it was in the black neighborhood. Well, they had the white abortions in the white neighborhood. It's the same thing. It's just the records playing in a different location. And what he finally got to, and this is why I'm bringing it up for both white and black, it's genocide. It's all about genocide. It's all about us being eliminated. The radiation that we've talked about before, the smart meters that we've talked about before, the cell towers that are at schools, hospitals, and many different, the old folks' homes, the loving care they're giving them, and they're radiating them. All of this is genocide. And when you really start connecting those dots and looking at the real why, it's nothing to do with race. It has to do with getting rid of a huge number of people. And they don't care how they do it. And I bring that up because we've got the GMOs poisoning you, the water, the air, and now it's life itself from the birth. And the use of the babies for criminal other actions. It'd be very good to really look at this video because of the criminal actions they're doing. That the health ranger brought out. And you can go and probably get it on YouTube. We just put in Health Ranger, but it's a fact of the genocide that they're doing. He did get into it, and it was it's not pretty when you consider. And I've jokingly said this many times: we are not dying fast enough for them. So today, your health is your responsibility, not the authority called doctor, anesthesiologist, or whatever. The dentist. The dentist is also doing it with your teeth. Now we know the ophthalmologist is doing it with your eyes. We have heart doctors that are willing to have you die. We had a lady here in South Carolina, in Spartanburg. She said they're the worst heart doctors in the world. She had to take them up to Duke University. A lot of the people travel from Spartanburg to Duke University in North Carolina. It's a good several hours, and they stay overnight. And I think it's up in Raleigh. It's about a 4 to 6 hour drive from here. So they travel up there. We are really being genocide. So I can only encourage you, speak up. Tell us what you're doing. How are you doing it? What way we can all learn from it? This is a vital, vital program for you to be able to keep your health and your wellness in your hands. Because once you get into theirs and they get you on their medicine and they actually addict you to their medicine. I think I mentioned last week there was someone had told me the story about a gentleman who was a chemist, and he had retired from being a chemical engineer. I said a chemist, but a chemical engineer. And he started feeling sick, so he went to the doctor, and he got one medicine, and then he got sick from the medicine, so he got another one. And he finally did a diagnosis of all this medicine, and he went into his doctor, and he showed him what this medicine was doing to that medicine, to that medicine, to that medicine. Half of his medicine went away. Because the doctor had no clue. He's not a chemist. But he's told by the pharmacology and the pharmaceuticals, or should we say the criminals, people are there, that these are the things that should be given to the people. If you're in charge of you, you don't go to those doctors. Does anybody have something they want to share? This is please share what you've done to stay away from doctors. Come on, you can talk. Vincent, what do you do to stay away from the doctor?
Oh, Anne, I think you're just so good, so right on target. Years ago, for about 8 years now, I've had the blessing of being about an hour from work, via car. So I use that time for prayer and education. But years ago, I used to listen to the Kevin Trudeau radio internet show in the car on the way home. It was just good timing. And I learned so much from that guy. I ran across one of his books called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About.
Right.
Many years ago. And, arguably maybe some of it is a little inflammatory, but I think most of it is pretty much target right on. And there's a behind the scenes insight there that most of us have never ever heard about. And of course, in recent years we've all seen lots of celebrities and various people in the media kind of come out saying a lot of the same things, but I think what you're saying is right on target. There's a natural cure, I think, or remedy for just about everything that we've got. God's given us, one way or another, some way to deal with things. And there's a lot of information out there. And yeah, I've used things anywhere from colloidal silver. Now they've got a more refined product called a structured silver. But I've used that successfully as eye drops, you know, ear drops to when I've had ear infections coming on. Internally for viruses, although I kind of missed with this one. I think I let this one get a little bit too far ahead of me before I started taking the stuff. So, but I don't think it'll last quite long if I keep going with your recommendation. By the way, I just made myself a glass of apple cider vinegar and honey.
Excellent.
Thanks to what you just said. So I'm gonna keep hitting it hard with this stuff, and I think it's gonna go away pretty fast.
It will, and good for you for doing it. You know, one of the things that I can only is only encourage you. Please really listen to your body. It will tell you what you need. Why am I looking for metabolism stuff? Because it was dealing with the thyroid. Why am I dealing with eyesight? Because of my eyes. Why I'm even doing Indian type of eating for my ears. So I'd like to even hear what you have on that other kind of silver. On my health and wellness program that I do every Friday morning from 9 to 11 o'clock, is we talk many different products, and not products, many different subjects, because your health is not just medicine. Your health and wellness have to do with psychological, physical, all of the environments you're going through, the stress that is purposely being done on everybody, the actual frustration that's being created on everybody is a way to keep you unwell. And I'm going to even have Barbara Franks come on next week on our program because of the fact she talks about parasites. Marla was talking about lead. Lead is, we're breathing it all the time. Out in the street when you're walking, we should all be wearing masks because of the poisoning that's going on. You need it even for the air that's being dumped on us with all the chemical trails. We had a beautiful blue sky the other day. We haven't since for two nights, the chemical trails were spread across Spartanburg. And we've been overcast, drizzled, had different types of weather. It's all control. It's all about controlling how you feel. If you take charge of yourself, they can't get hold of you. Go ahead, Vincent.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
Go ahead.
It's such a crime. We see the skies over here, over Chicagoland, laced with a checkerboard, you know, from time to time. Uh-huh. And I think my wife and some of my family members think I'm or associates at work think I'm crazy, but I detect a presence in the air that I never did before. You know, I detect discomfort in my eyes, in my throat, and nasal passages that I never did before. And yes, as you say, it seems to be coming from so many different directions. But I think I was so excited to run into the National Liberty Alliance and see the strength of this group and the great things that they're doing, and really believe that things are starting to turn around.
There is great momentum in just what you said. There is so much going on around us that we aren't even aware of. And we really, really are in great momentum to have change.
Well, I'd like to add a couple of things.
Yeah.
First off on my mind was Vincent's got this cold and trying to get rid of it. What I do when I have a bad cold or worse, I mix a teaspoon of ground cinnamon with 3 teaspoons of raw honey. And I'll take a tablespoon of it. That's the whole thing that I just mixed up is a tablespoon. And do that twice a day for a couple of days, and I always find it's gone by within a couple of days.
Sounds great. Sounds like a good thing to try.
Well, yeah. Cinnamon and raw honey are two products that will work on most anything that you can be sick with. I mean, it's the one thing that groups say you must. It's 2 items that you must have in your survival kits, your medical kits, if you're off grid or bugging out because of whatever happens. Those are the 2 items they recommend that you always have with you, because that works for anything that ails you.
Yeah.
And as far as the chemtrails, they'll actually form like hairballs. And the colloidal silver will get rid of that.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. This is Crystal. How you doing?
Yeah. Hi, Crystal. Come on.
How are you? Good.
Doing good.
Yes. I love these conversations and stuff like that. And dealing with all the stress we've been dealing with going on in the world. And I went to court this past week. They want to take my house again. And so many crazy things. And I was just like, okay, breathe. But meditate. I always pray to Jehovah. You know, we know all these evil things are happening. Satan's powerful, Jesus Almighty, and Jehovah's Almighty. I always do a lot of meditating. I have been sick for 35 years. I've had 5 cardiac arrests. I've had cancer. I've been in a coma. I've had 29 operations. And right after I got married, my appendix and stuff had ruptured. And I went into a coma. I was in a coma for almost 27 days. And one thing I'll never forget what the doctor said. They said if there was ever a miracle, I was a miracle, because they kept on losing me, and I was full of poison. And when they put me on the medication, I guess for the recovery, they had to have a complete blood transfusion and all this. This happened in 82. And one thing I'll never forget what the doctor said after I came out of intensive care. They said, whatever your mother did for you as a child, you have the strongest, healthy resistance on recovering, you know, because the other woman who had the exact same thing I had, she had expired. And it's so true. We are what we eat. And what my mother used to do for us, because we were very poor, and there was 8 children, you know, and my mother and father had 8 children. And when one was sick, we all would get sick. But she would use like the onions, like especially when we had colds or whatever, flus, the onions, and she would rub it on our bodies, under our armpits, put it around our neck, and wrap us up. And we would do a lot of like the chicken soup, you know, and that would pull the infections and stuff out of our body, gargling with the salt water, and then she put the salt and stuff down our nose, rubbing our sides so it wouldn't get into, you know, so we wouldn't get pneumonia. Collard oil. And another thing, too, my mother and I are both in the medical book of records because they were so baffled. My mother had her heart attack in 1971. She was 52 years old. And they said that she had an enlargement in the heart. which was also known as congestive heart failure, which they said she could not work anymore. She never was on heart pills. She never had a pacemaker or nothing like that. And when my mother collapsed in 1996, the doctors, 24 years later, the doctors were so baffled. They said there's no way this woman could have lived because my mother only had one valve. And they said there's no way she could have lived for 24 years, and her heart was so bad. They said if she sneezed, her heart would explode it. So when, after my mother died in 96, the doctors kept on hounding me every time I went to them. What was your mother's diet? She had to be doing something, you know. And I'm like, I don't know. I said, you know, because she was on the high blood pressure pills. My mother lost a lot of weight. She was on 3 pills a day, insulin a day, a high blood pressure. She lost the weight. She came off the insulin, and she was back just on the high blood pressure pills and the pills for diabetes. Then I remembered something she was doing every day, and this prevents heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, dementia. It's olive oil and crystal vitamin C. And so
Crystal vitamin C.
And everybody get that. Okay.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was Barbara Franks, because she does a lot of natural things too. And like, I was always my mother's helper as a child. And I remember seeing, you know, when my mother would go take care of family members who had strokes, cancer, whatever. I was always there to see and how she would handle them, you know. And she did the therapy. She did everything on them. And she nourished people back to health. And I never forgot what she did, massaging and exercising and all that stuff. And when I came out the coma, I was completely paralyzed. I had amnesia and all that. And, I mean, the struggle to learn how to walk and all that again, it's like, wow. I will never forget what they said. Whenever you have pain, when you're sick and you have pain, when you're recuperating, you know it's working. Okay?
Right.
So we should never give up. So, when people say, oh, I can't do it because I have pain, that's okay. You know, like I started back to my physical therapy. I'm doing the acupuncture. Another thing, too, my mother always said, and it's so true, never take no medicine without code in your stomach. And when
brilliant.
Yes, because what happens, people take medication thinking, oh, well, I'm going to be okay with the medication. You know, no, because the medication can do its job, but you got to make sure you code your main organs and everything. And I have something to share with you. Like when I had my cancer, the first time when I had the chemo, it was horrible. And the sickness and the medication they had me on, I said, I would never go for it again. I said, I'd rather die than go for that again. And then all of a sudden I said, wow. My mother goes, did you eat anything? I said, I don't have an appetite. She goes, you got to eat. I said, you know what? She was right. So what
That's
I did
right.
before my second treatment, I said, okay, let me go on a high fiber diet. So I would stew the prunes and raisins, you know. And I would boil my water. I would make the green tea with lemon. I did a lot of, you know, I cooked everything from scratch, the tomatoes, and I would do the cavatellis and baked chicken and stuff like that because my children, they were young, so I said I had to make sure they had the healthy foods. And so the second treatment when I went there, I said, wow. I didn't have the same side effects. And I said, okay, so when I got home, I said I made sure I started drinking the water, and I did the prunes and raisins, and I put lemon in it because that would help push all that stuff out your body and just keep on flushing it. Because in the beginning, they had me on so much medication. I was so doped up. And I realized the doctors, they are part of the pharmaceutical. I heard something very disturbing today on the news that CVS is going to merge with, are they going to buy out Aetna life insurance, which is up our way. And I said, and now they want to put the doctors in CVS. I said, oh, well, this will be a disaster because the doctors are going to be going out of business. And who is going to be the ones that are going to be prescribing this crazy medicine? And half the medicine is getting us very sick, you know? And I said, I'm fearful of that. One other thing I do want to share with each and every one. When I used to, I took that nursing class back in the 70s, and I had the, this retired doctor and this nurse who they taught the class and stuff like that and the questions we had to ask. And then we had to do like 100, because I was like a CNA nurse, but we had to do 150 hours in work experience. We had to work in convalescent homes, in the emergency, and intensive care. We had to do every kind of patient, you know, so you would be familiar with it. One thing I will never forget what he said, anytime a person complains about a pain in their body, if it just comes up to clear blue, listen and pay attention. Otherwise, if it's yourself, go get it checked out. Because before a heart attack, a stroke, an aneurysm, cancer, whatever, your body's telling you all these signs and signals, and most of us ignore them. You know?
Yep. Yep.
And pay attention to our bodies. When we feel tired and fatigue, it's like a lot of times we're coming down with asthma, or it could be walking pneumonia. And that's what had happened to me. I've had walking pneumonia like 7 times. 3 times I ended up on the respirator. They told me I would be on the oxygen tank for the rest of my life. I prayed and prayed, and I started exercising, doing my breathing, you know, and the vitamins. And it's just like, then they told me I had congestive heart failure, the same thing my mother, you know. And I started doing like the goji berries. I like even my coffee, I put cinnamon, turmeric, turmeric, black pepper, cayenne pepper, and what else? You know, and I said, and believe you me, because whenever we're having difficulty breathing, black coffee. So I put my little medicine together in my coffee, the natural herb, and the doctors are like, your heart's normal. You're breathing. You haven't had an asthma attack. What are you doing? Well, I'm not doing what you're giving me to do. You know?
That's right.
So, you know, this, and the doctors are now doing the same thing. And every time I go to the doctors, now they got their pen and pencil, their pen and paper together, and they're writing down the notes. And as a matter of fact, because I'm very close with my doctors and stuff, and they said, you know, we were out at a seminar out in Vegas, and we were sitting there talking about patients and stuff, and it just so happened that a few more from my area, she goes, you wouldn't believe whose name came up. She goes, we were sitting there talking, and the same patient we were talking about, it was you.
good
you
for
know.
You.
But
and see, right, what you're saying is exactly why the value of what you said. You went back to the basics.
Yeah.
You went back to your mother's basics. Maybe you didn't rub your body over, but you intuitively. And this is what you're saying to everyone, what I'm saying, and what Vincent is learning by just doing, and Robert is saying, you know how to heal yourself.
Right. And
do
another
it.
Thing, if you have a dollar store around you, go to your dollar store and get, it's called, what's it called, chest. It's like a Vicks Vapor Rub, but it only costs a dollar because Vicks now costs you almost, what, $8 or $9? Where you can go to the dollar store and it's the same ingredients as the Vicks Vapor Rub. It's called Chest Rub. Wait a minute. What is it called? I got it right here. It's called Chest Rub. Okay?
Ah.
And wherever your pain is in your body, especially this time of year when it's getting cold, I rub my feet in this, and I put my socks on. I rub my knees and all that, you know, wherever, my back, neck, and all that, and it helps lubricate our bodies. You know, also...
What is it called again? Say that again.
It's called chest rub. C-H-E-S-T. Yes. It's the
rub.
Same thing as Vicks. Yeah, but it only costs you $1.
Now, look, I think it's wonderful what you're saying, but look to make certain it's not a petroleum product.
Yeah.
You do not want to have
petroleum
into your system. Because Vaseline is a petroleum product.
So don't use Vaseline?
No.
Do not use Vaseline because Vaseline is from petroleum. It's a gasoline that you're putting on your body. And I know that's not what you want to put on your body.
Okay.
We didn't know that. Listen, when I had my first child, I used the Vaseline gel. I got one of the giant ones. I wasn't going to use a little teeny little one.
Yeah,
I
know. I use Vaseline. I've used it for 62 years.
No, I used it in a year. My little son, my first son, would have slipped through my fingers. I had him so Vaseline. And I complained to the laundromat lady because we live in an apartment. And I complained to her, you know, your laundromat doesn't get my diapers clean. We were very much the diaper age. And she said, show me your diaper. I showed her my diaper, as a very good little mama would do. And she said, you see these little black edges here that you're complaining to me about? I said, yes, that's why I'm here. They just don't get clean. She said, how much Vaseline do you put on your baby? I said, well, I make certain he's really well protected, I said, as a loving mother. And she said, that's Vaseline. It was all Vaseline that I was putting on so much on that little boy's butt that he would have slipped through anything. Mm. And I didn't realize how damaging it could have been for him. So
yeah, but see, we used cornstarch.
Cornstarch would have been better because of the fact
that
wouldn't have hurt him at that time because corn was still a good product. However, I would use cornstarch now because cornstarch is very much a GMO product.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're at the end of our call, just one more point I'd like to make is to prevent a cold in the winter. As soon as the weather turns to where you're getting maybe a little frost and dew on the grass, take your shoes and socks off in the morning and go out there and walk around in that grass for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, then stand in a container of ice water for as long as you can, you know, several minutes. And if you have a cold, a head cold or sinuses clogged up, that will drag it on down out of your head.
I'd like to add something.
Okay.
Nikki, go ahead.
Yeah, this is in regard to the earlier part of the conversation where you were talking about the merger of the pharmacies and healthcare. I'd like to point out that if you go and look online, September 2009, specifically put in September 2009, Wall Street Investing in Debt, okay? What they were talking about is taking out insurance policies on the people when health care was being discussed. The earlier the people die, the more money the investors make. And there is a plethora of information on the Internet around that time from Wall Street Journal, New York Times,
Wait, what date is that?
It's September 2009.
September.
Wow.
2009.
Okay,
folks, we got it. We gotta go.
We've gotta go.
We gotta go.